Hi, my name is Karan Polobotu, and I'm with the Newspaper Club, and today with me is...
Adrian Tangella. I'm a grade 11 IB student.
And today we're going to be discussing the award ceremony. So, Adrian, would you like to tell the listeners sort of what awards you received at the award ceremony?
So, I received subject awards in English, grade 11, grade 10 English, grade 11 World Religions, and grade 10 Canadian History, as well as Principals List and, of course, Honor Roll.
Wow, what a list of accolades. So now I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and you're going to give me an honest answer.
Sure.
All right, so let me start. The first question I want to ask you is, how do you think having academic awards, such as the English History and Religion Awards that you mentioned, like these encourage students like yourself to work harder?
I think it's because it sets some sort of a place marker for them. It sets a goal, somewhere that these students should strive to be. Strive to be the best in that subject. Strive to have the highest average. And although evidently not every student will be able to achieve this, it kind of makes it inspires them. It gives them something to work for. Because maybe, especially grade 9 and 10, where academic performance isn't looked at by universities and post-secondary institutions, students might feel a little uninspired. They may say, well, why am I even going for good marks? Why am I even doing my best academically? But these awards allows them, gives them a chance to feel as if their actions will, if they really put in the effort, bear some fruit.
So the second question I want to ask you is, what type of inspiration do these types of academic rewards provide to you in the future years of your academic career?
Well, honestly, I've never really based anything of my academic career on awards and winning, because it's not about winning compared with other people, it's winning compared with myself. And ultimately, that's what I think the inspiration that it gives to me. It gives me that knowledge that I can do it, that I can do something like this. I can win awards. I can get high marks. And I think that in the future, my inspiration is to be able to achieve to this high standard again. Again, with myself, not other people, because I don't think that life's not really a competition to me, a competition against others, but it's a competition against myself.
All right. Thank you very much. So the third and final question that I want to ask you is, this is sort of for a lot of the kids who are seeking inspiration. What is one character trait that you believe is vital to the success of a student?
Honestly, if there's one character trait that I have to say is the most important, it's determination. Because I think to say that, oh, only the most intelligent students, the smartest ones, the kids who are absolute geniuses, IQ 150, they're the only ones that will win awards, that's not true. That's just not true. But the students, I think, that will win awards, the students that can, and it's not just awards, it's about academic success, actually. So the students that are academically successful are the ones who put in the work, the ones who recognize what they have to do, they recognize, they set some goals, and then they say, all right, I'm going to strive to this. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get to this. And if that means an academic award, that's great. If that means a certain average, a certain mark, again, for themselves, that's also great. But ultimately, they have to be determined. They have to persevere. They can't be let down by one poor result, one poor test, and then give up. They can't do that. Otherwise, they won't be able to reach academic success.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
It's been my pleasure.